Hi, everyone. You're listening to Candidly Laura, a podcast for adventure seekers and personal development junkies. Laura is a digital nomad who always tells it like she sees it. She loves talking about travel, entrepreneurship, dogs, and more. What are you up to today, Laura?
Good day to you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I just want to say thank you to all of you that listen and those of you that send me messages and have called me to account for the fact that I'm being more consistent and that you missed it and that you like listening to me. So I appreciate each of you for saying those things. And I like that people want to know what I'm doing and what I'm thinking. And, you know, that's just cool. So, okay. 260 days ago, so nearly 300 days ago, I guess 200, we can't, in the grand scheme, we can't say 260 is close to 365, right? Or 300, because that's 40 days and that's a whole month. Okay, that was a tangent. I, on a whim, which is what I do, my friends, please see previous note podcast, is like woke up one day and had a lot of questions about print on demand. And so I was like, I don't remember what I was searching for, but I was searching for something on Etsy and all the pictures were the same. And I was like, they must all have the same distributor. And then I spent some time with my super good friend, Google. I hope Google invites me to their wedding. Because we spend so much time together. So I went to Google and I looked up, there are a couple different providers, for lack of a better word, for print on demand, and it's free. So the print on demand companies make money when you sell stuff, but to create designs and put them somewhere from the print on demand company is free. And part of why I was like, oh, this is something I should do, is because with my side hustle with Beauty Counter, I, at that point, we were still very COVIDing, right? I hadn't gotten my job. I was doing grad school, finishing that up. And I was like, I love creative outlets. Like, and a lot of the stuff that I was finding specifically for Beauty Counter stuff, just, it was not my aesthetic, for lack of a better word. It was very like bubbly, glittery, sprinkly, you know, and I wanted like clean, minimalist, minimal colors, just really like streamlined, like lots of black and white. And so I opened an Etsy shop. And I just started creating stuff and I started putting stuff online. It's funny, the two main print on demand stores, if you want to know, and if you're going to start your own, are Printful and Printify. And surprisingly, they have a lot of the same products, right? So they're getting a lot of the same things in bulk. And they're different prices though. So, you know, the same wine chiller with a cap is $2 of a different price in one platform than the other. And of course, each platform has reasons why they want you to stick with them, like Printful. I get them confused too. Like, I have to go to their website because of their names being so close. But Printify has a way for you to pay a yearly rate, and then the price of your items is lower. So that's a way for you to make more money. And what's really cool about both platforms is that you can, the products that you want to sell, you can sort of craft it towards what you're looking for, right? So for a long time when I was starting, I was mostly just looking at things that were manufactured in America and we're eco-friendly in some way, shape, or form. So they're using recycled ingredients, materials, or they are partially using recycled or cotton or other such materials. So, and it's the product catalog, you guys, is giant. So I'm just gonna read. This is Printify, which I like just a little bit more because I've found their prices are lower. But other than that, I find them both very similar. Okay, so here are the categories for clothing: t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, long sleeves, tank tops, skirts and dresses, sportswear, swimwear, shoes and bottoms. Okay. Here are the categories for accessories: phone cases, bags. There's my Wisconsin word, bags. Tucker, thank you so much. Socks, underwear, hats, baby accessories, mouse pads, pets, kitchen accessories, car accessories, tech accessories, travel accessories. Okay. And then home and living: mugs, bottles and tumblers, canvas, posters, postcards, ornaments, journals and notebooks, magnets, home decor, bathroom, towels, blankets, pillows, covers, games. Like rugs and mats, seasonal, right? So then, of course, there's a whole seasonal holiday picks because you need branded stockings. So, of all the wormholes for me to go down, this was one of them. And so I created a couple of designs, put them on a few products, started an Instagram page, and now it's so much later. Part of the reason why I was like, oh, I guess I should do a podcast on this is because I'm starting to learn more about SEO, both for my day job and my side jobs. And I did a bunch of things not quite right with my Etsy store. And I told a friend how many listings I've gotten up. I made kind of a crazy goal. My goal was by the end of the year to have 365 listings. That is not going to happen. but I do have 100, and I think I'm up to 130. Hang on. Etsy is opening. I have 100 and it's thinking 132 active listings right now. I did have to make some listings inactive when I was in Canada because I couldn't order the cards that I had made. So I have hats and shirts and journals and digital cards that people can use and print themselves or turn into emails if they wanted. And then I also have like print. So for the most part, hang on, I'm going to go back. Okay. So Etsy was a platform that I was familiar with. When I was crafting a lot when I lived in Milwaukee, I had opened one and put like my ornaments and my print. I had was doing printout Christmas cards and funny cards. So I had put those online and I think I had sold to like two friends that didn't live in the US or in Milwaukee. So Etsy is, it's not without some faults, right? And there are a few creators on TikTok that are like, everyone go away from Etsy. You don't need to be on this platform. But what happened when I started this site is that there's one other girl that sort of has a run on the beauty counter swag and cards. And she was starting to move her stuff to her website. And I was like, okay, this is a really good opportunity then for me to sort of take a claim on hats and shirts, because she sort of has the claim on really cards and digital downloads and holiday. Like she does a really robust holiday offerings. And it's not that she doesn't also have t-shirts and sweatshirts, but I was like, okay, why don't you focus on accessories? Like I just put up this week a really cute passport holder that has our logo on it. And I also wanted to put up some fancier things, like there's this suitcase that I think is really cute, and There's these bento boxes that I made three different designs for. So Etsy is, I mean, it isn't the most beautiful, right? So when you sell something on Etsy, you have to pay them, right? Which is like, okay, yeah, of course. But you're also paying to list the item. So to list the item is 20 cents. Okay, no big deal. But this year in fees, I have sold. Okay, here's why I'm making the podcast. I logged into this website when I was learning about SEO, and it was called eRank, and it tells you like how your listings are doing versus and what people are searching, and like it has a lot of tools for figuring out how you're doing. And I have a lot of work to do to get to be where I want to be. But when I logged in, eRank was like, your store is doing better than 73% of all of the other Etsy stores. And I was like, oh, that's pretty great. I had no idea. So I'll this year in my 200 and some odd days since the store has been opened, I've had 60 sales, the sales totaling over $2,200. I have spent some money on marketing, so I spent about $100. For the most part, I'm doing just like a dollar a day to try to drive more traffic. And then during the first couple of weeks of December, I did up that just to see if that helped, and it did. But Etsy's taken through $289 of fees, which is, I mean, like I get it. So that's $58 for listing fees. So that's the 20 cents per item. And that's 20 cents every 3 months. So if you want a listing to last the whole year, you have to pay a dollar, basically. Transaction fees is $143 and processing fees is $86. So that's to like, have the customer service, to have the platform, to have all those things. So, and the sales, the 2,286 is not profit, right? Because each of these items cost something. So here's the sort of sequence of how this all goes. So I create something that I like in either of these platforms, Printify or Printful. Those push those items through to my Etsy store. In my Etsy store, I go and I edit the listing and I list it and I give Etsy 20 cents. Someone comes along and says they want to buy it. They put it in their cart. Etsy sends to the printer, hey, this person's buying this. This is where you're shipping it. So once I've put a listing up, I am not involved at all unless they need something or something happens. So that's glorious. So the printer charges me for the price that they charge me. And then Etsy sends me money from the money that they're getting from the people that are buying things. And when I first figured this out, I was like, wait, what? So it is not hands-on, right? Like you as a creator, if you're doing print on demand, you still have to create the stuff and put them someplace for people to buy. And there's been a couple of people that have come along and wanted custom things. I've done a couple custom things. And I've also said, no, I don't offer anything custom at this time. So I'm excited now that I know more about SEO and now that I know more about how to make listings look better. There are like some specific Etsy rules about like, do you want to have all 10 pictures? Which there are ways to do and not have the product, right? Because there's mock-up sites that will help you with that. But like, why do you want 10 pictures of a coffee cup? But just like every other platform, they're also giving more attention to those things that have little videos. So taking those videos, adding captions, and turning it into a video for the listing. And then there's a bunch of rules with keywords and s and ways to write the description to get your listing at a higher place. So it's this whole wormhole. Of things to learn, but as long as Beauty Counter is a business, a bunch of these things can be evergreen, right? Unless the supplier of the item stops selling that specific sweatshirt, right? Then I just take that sweatshirt down and I put it on a different sweatshirt company. One of the things I've really liked about both of these, and I've liked with the stuff that I'm getting, is that I'm doing mostly embroidery if it's things for shirts, just because it lasts longer. And then you don't have that sort of crinkling and chipping that you have with the print stuff. And there's quite a few things that let you do embroidery. So and I'm also, of course, looking at things that are more recycled or cotton so that that they're higher quality because, you know, there certainly are t-shirts on here that I'm like, I wouldn't wear that because, you know, you're selling it from your site for $9 or $7. And then I'm going to turn around and, you know, sell it for 14 or 12 or 18 or whatever. And that's been an interesting, I guess I'll talk about that too. That's been an interesting mind thing is each of these items are coming from different places and have different shipping, which then changes the price that I'm willing to put it on the Etsy store for, because like I am, if it's a $6 shipping, then I'm gonna make my profit smaller so that it's more enticing for a customer to actually buy, right? Like if it's $6 shipping and it's a really great t-shirt for $13, right? That $20 experience with taxes and everything, like that feels fine. But I'm not gonna charge you know, $30 for a t-shirt that has $6 shipping. Like that's just not. So I'm not out to make gazillions of dollars. And so my return on these is anywhere from 15 to 20% to 40 to 50%, depending on the item and what it's selling for. And that's another thing I'm going to play around with. There have been some creators that have had great success on Etsy by getting rid of shipping completely and just rolling it into the price of the item. And you know, we're always looking for things to be cheaper. And I like that. I like that idea that that shipping is free and it just I absorb it in the cost of what I say it is to buy it. So there are a couple items specifically that I know that I'm gonna wanna change because the shipping is like $7, no matter how many you put in. So if you buy three of the same thing, that's a $20 shipping and we don't like that. Like, we just don't. So, there's some things about my print on demand store. I'll put a link down below just in case you want to look at the stuff that I'm doing. And if you're starting to think, like, oh gosh, I would love to have, you know, a artsy store with my products on mouse pads, like, this is how you do it without a lot of money down, but still a potential profit. I'm, as you know, still working on getting up to my 12 revenue streams. So we'll see if this one, it certainly has showed the time and energy you put into it for 2022 has been profitable. And now that I know m more about how to make it more profitable for next year, I'm excited to do that. All right, my friends. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk soon. Bye.